Some will choose rebellion rather than obedience, December 7. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats, and he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. The world, under Satan's training, has become qualified to do the work that he has purposed, place rebellion on the judgment seat, and summon the Creator of the heavens and the earth to be judged according to human judgment. Satanic agencies confront God with the will of humankind. In the last great conflict, people will attempt to array God before their judgment seat and pronounce sentence against him, judging his law by the standard of the world. But the supreme ruler will judge every person according to his or her works. All heaven has been watching for this movement. Then everyone will have an opportunity to choose on whose side they will stand. All are working out their own destiny at the present time. God brings the light of his word before the world, but there are those who will choose rebellion rather than obedience, and this decision will be for all time. The sinner voluntarily turns from a thus saith the Lord to the deceiving representations of Satan. Has not God spoken? Has he not presented before human minds the motives that are to bear upon human hearts? In their resistance, they are rebelling against the word and power and authority of God, saying, "We will not have this man to reign over us." And you are taking sides. A reward is offered you if you are obedient, connected with God as his sons and daughters. On the other hand is presented the judgment scene. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, the judgment will sit, and the books will be opened, and everyone will be judged out of those things that are written in the books. The world is to be again destroyed as by the flood, not by water, but by fire. Fathers and mothers must awake to their responsibilities, lest by their own course of action they encourage rebellion in their children. We feel to the depths of our being the peril that meets us in these last days. But the Lord sees, he understands all our necessities. Left to yourselves, you will never exercise your reason correctly. But the Lord will not leave you to yourselves. He follows you by his Holy Spirit. He thrusts the subject upon you.